Day Page. I'm Rex Latchford. Republicans, with the help of Democrats, continue to trash and burn the United States of America from their white supremacist headquarters in Washington, D.C. After a secret toga party last night in the Capitol where sheet-wearing made it look more like a KKK rally, Democrat and Republican leaders laid down their weapons of mass destruction for some serious and delirious partying as they conspired to squeeze every last drop of government money for their pockets and those of their corrupt fiends, friends. Supporters of House Leader Boehner are claiming that orange is the new black and constipation is the new normal. President Obama has canceled a trip to Asia, citing the budget crisis as the reason for staying in Washington, even though he wasn't invited to the toga party. Supreme justices are considering a case challenging the cap on individuals' direct contributions to candidates. That as lobbyists, well, you know. And on a more serious note, but just as unbelievable, 83,000 evacuees of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant disaster are unable to go home 2.5 years after the disaster. And that's as Americans consume large amounts of radiated fish spawned in a dying ocean. As you probably heard in the lamestream media, early would-be participants in Obamacare ran into glitches on the brand new health superhighway. IT madness has spread its tentacles into every crack and orifice of American life. Hollywood hopes the new Hillary Clinton film will help her future presidential bid. Perennial talking head whore Benjamin Netanyahu is skeptical of Iran's new attitude about nuclear weapons as expressed recently at the UN, but reading the writing on the wall says Iran deserves a chance to prove itself. In other more serious news, a lawsuit claims Google violates Gmail user policy, even as Gmail has become an unwilling part of the NSA PRISM program that scoops up all data without warrants or compliance with the law. John McAfee says he has a cheap box to thwart government surveillance. Ever an entrepreneur. Apple is said to have passed Coca-Cola as the most valuable brand name. That's according to Interbrand, a corporate identity and brand consulting company. Hey, my 8-year-old's gerbil is CEO of a corporate identity and brand consulting company. What a coincidence. The Dalai Lama will be doing a gig at the Beacon Theater in New York on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of October. And finally, in Japan, sales tax is slated to increase from 5% to 8%. And that's a Wiki Wacky Day Page at daypage.net, a production of Radio InfoWeb. And I'll see you tomorrow for another Day Page.